双考贝多芬，人教版，高中英语必修二，单元测评卷。
Unit 4，
第一部分，听力。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有10秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
When was the telephone invented?
I don't know exactly. Maybe before the car was invented, or maybe after.
Well, it was invented in 1876.
What do you think is the most helpful invention?
I think the most helpful invention is the light bulb.
Why?
Well, it gives people more time to work and play every day.
You are late. What happened to you just now?
I overslept, and by the time I got up, my younger brother had already gotten in the shower.
Excuse me, do you know where I can exchange money?
Sure, there's a bank on the second floor. Take the lift to the second floor and turn right.The bank is next to the bookstore.
Have you ever been to a concert before?
Yes, I have. I went to the National Day concert last year.
Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I enjoyed it very much.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间，每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hello.
Hello, is that Dr. Bell's office?
Pardon?
Is that Dr. Alexander Bell's office?
No one by that name is here.
Sorry, I must have dialed the wrong number.
Hello.
Hello, is that Dr. Bell's office?
Pardon?
Is that Dr. Alexander Bell's office?
No one by that name is here.
Sorry, I must have dialed the wrong number.
听下面一段对话，回答第八和第九两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
Hello.
Hello, is this Dr. Smith's office in the chemistry department?
Yes, it is. Can I help you?
Yes, Is Dr. Smith in?
No, he's in class at the moment.
Do you know what time I can see him?
He has office hours between 1 and 3 this afternoon. You can see him then.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello?
Hello, is this Dr. Smith's office in the chemistry department?
Yes, it is. Can I help you?
Yes. Is Dr. Smith in?
No, he's in class at the moment.
Do you know what time I can see him?
He has office hours between 1 and 3 this afternoon. You can see him then.
That's fine. Thank you very much.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
听下面一段对话，回答第十至第十二三个小题。现在，你有15秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Mike, how do I look in the blue jeans?
Wow, great. They really suit you, Mary.
Thanks. You know, this kind of jeans is in style now.
What do you mean?
I mean, they are very popular these days. Everyone is wearing them.
You are great at keeping up with fashions.
Well, I am a girl after all.
Perhaps you can help me pick out a pair of jeans now, since you are an expert.
No problem. I would be happy to help you.
Thank you so much.
Mike, how do I look in the blue jeans?
Wow, great. They really suit you, Mary.
Thanks. You know, this kind of jeans is in style now.
What do you mean?
I mean, they are very popular these days. Everyone is wearing them.
You are great at keeping up with fashions.
Well, I am a girl after all.
Perhaps you can help me pick out a pair of jeans now, since you are an expert.
No problem. I would be happy to help you.
Thank you so much.
听下面一段对话，回答第十三至第十六四个小题。现在。你有20秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Would you like to watch TV?
TV?Where did you guys get a TV?
We bought it secondhand from a man who put up a notice on the wall outside the university. It seems to have a pretty clear picture.
Good, but now that you have 2 cassette records and a TV in the house, you'd better make sure your apartment is well protected.
Really? Why?
You know the Taylors?
The people who live above us?
Yes, they were robbed 2 days ago.
How terrible! How did it happen?
Very simple. Mr. and Mrs. Taylor went to sleep and forgot to lock the window that leads out to their fire escape. A burglar came in through the window and cleaned them out.
What do you mean, cleaned them out?
I don't mean he washed the floors for them. I mean he took away everything of value. Money, watches, TV, record player, everything.
Would you like to watch TV?
TV? Where did you guys get a TV?
We bought it secondhand from a man who put up a notice on the wall outside the university. It seems to have a pretty clear picture.
Good, but now that you have 2 cassette records and a TV in the house, you'd better make sure your apartment is well protected.
Really? Why?
You know the Taylors?
The people who live above us?
Yes, they were robbed 2 days ago.
How terrible! How did it happen?
Very simple. Mr. and Mrs. Taylor went to sleep and forgot to lock the window that leads out to their fire escape. A burglar came in through the window and cleaned them out.
What do you mean, cleaned them out?
I don't mean he washed the floors for them. I mean he took away everything of value. Money, watches, TV, record player, everything.
听下面一段独白，回答第十七至第二十四个小题。现在，你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Recently, we've had a discussion about whether our parents should accompany us studying at school. Opinions differ as follows. About 70% of my classmates think our parents should not accompany us studying at school, since it makes us fall into the habit of dependence, so that we won't form the good habit of studying. What's more, it is harmful for us to form the habit of controlling ourselves. Meanwhile, it affects our parents' work and rest.About 30% of my classmates think it is necessary because on the one hand, parents accompanying us studying at school can allow us to have more time to spend on our studies. On the other hand, our parents can help us set up our aims, urge us to finish our tasks, encourage us to overcome difficulties, and get us into the good habit of studying. Besides, we shall be healthier owing to their care. As for me, I prefer the former.Recently, we've had a discussion about whether our parents should accompany us studying at school. Opinions differ as follows. About 70% of my classmates think our parents should not accompany us studying at school, since it makes us fall into the habit of dependence, so that we won't form the good habit of studying. What's more, it is harmful for us to form the habit of controlling ourselves. Meanwhile, it affects our parents' work and rest.About 30% of my classmates think it is necessary because on the one hand, parents accompanying us studying at school can allow us to have more time to spend on our studies. On the other hand, our parents can help us set up our aims, urge us to finish our tasks, encourage us to overcome difficulties, and get us into the good habit of studying. Besides, we shall be healthier owing to their care. As for me, I prefer the former.
第二节到此结束。现在，你有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。 听力部分到此结束。